Welcome to the Friday Examine in the fifth week of Lent. The Examine is an ancient prayer practice that brings your awareness to the presence of God in your everyday life. Before we begin, listen to the word of the Lord from the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 6 through 26. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them. And they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost, except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one, as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them, even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Begin this time of prayer with a few moments of quiet. Try to focus your mind on the goodness of Jesus, the one who prays on your behalf. Release any need to say the right words, to notice any particular feelings, and just enjoy being in the presence of God. As we begin, ask God to help you reflect on the past week. And as you think back on the actions and thoughts and interactions of your week, ask God to bring your awareness to what He wants you to attend to. In what moments this week did you realize a deep sense of belonging to God? In what moments did you sense that you did not belong to this world? In what moments did you struggle to choose the path of life? In what moments this week did you experience the full measure of joy that can only come from God? In what moments did you sense yourself at one with other believers this week? In what moments were you aware of the love of God dwelling deep within you? As you end this time of prayer, ask God to reveal the ways in which He is guiding you along in the journey of your faith. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world.